Anything else that's happened in the last few months or at ASCO that you think is worth talking about?
Well, I think that one of the questions that's come up a lot lately is what is the appropriate dose of bevacizumab to give with chemotherapy for colon cancer? The original FDA approval was for a dose of 5 mg/kg every 2 weeks based on the IFL data. And recently there was a reporting of the data from ECOG 3200, which was a second-line study, patients who had not had bevacizumab previously but had failed previous therapy with 5-FU and irinotecan, who then went on to get FOLFOX with bevacizumab. This study showed a survival benefit for giving the bevacizumab with FOLFOX. The curious thing about this study, if you will, is that the dose of bevacizumab in this study, ECOG 3200, was 10 mg/kg every 2 weeks. So it was twice the package insert dose for colon cancer in bevacizumab. And so now we have, on the one hand, we have IFL with bevacizumab at 5 mg/kg that showed a survival benefit. And of course, this is a chemotherapy regimen we don't use very much anymore, if at all. We have FOLFOX and bevacizumab at twice the dose, but this was second-line therapy in patients who hadn't gotten bevacizumab before, but it's the only data with FOLFOX, only randomized data with FOLFOX and bevacizumab. So we sort of have, as treating physicians, we sort of have this conundrum of what is the right dose of bevacizumab. I think most of us are comfortable with the idea that 5 mg/kg was effective. The drug seems to be effective in combination with whatever chemotherapy it's been used with, although we only have these two randomized studies that I described. And I think so most of us who treat a lot of colon cancer patients are comfortable with 5 mg/kg regardless of the regimen we use it with. But the fact is that the only randomized clinical trial data with FOLFOX at this point in time are with 10 mg/kg. Now, there is going to be more data forthcoming from the current intergroup study where patients in frontline therapy will get chemotherapy, FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, with either bevacizumab, cetuximab, or the combination. That study uses a 5 mg/kg dose. And so we'll have some additional information forthcoming about FOLFOX with bevacizumab at the 5 mg/kg dose to help inform this debate further.
Do we know anything in terms of saturation of VEGF receptors or other pharmacologic measures to sort of predict what dose might be optimal?
First of all, in the phase 1 studies of bevacizumab, there was not a dose-limiting toxicity reached, so either dose is really safe, and it's not clear that twice the dose is any more toxic than the 5 mg/kg dose. There are data to support either argument that more is better, as well as 5 mg/kg being enough to sop up all your circulating VEGF. And so I think the pharmacologic data that exist are not really helpful, especially insofar as we don't really have a predictor, a surrogate laboratory predictor that's been established for who's likely or not likely to benefit from bevacizumab.